where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Showers and thunderstorms rolled across the region today as warnings and watches were put in place locally by Environment Canada. The National Weather Agency says the main threats were strong wind gusts of up to 90 kilometers per hour and quarter-sized hail. There was also the risk of an isolated brief tornado. Showers and thunderstorms were also possible to develop overnight. The chief of Amjinong First Nation is speaking out after elevated benzene emissions were detected in the band office area yesterday. That forced them to send about 150 staff home to finish their workday, and they also worked from home today. The First Nation is calling on the federal, provincial, and municipal governments to immediately impose a shutdown of the INEO Styrolution site on Tajmu Avenue to remediate ongoing elevated benzene emissions. Chris Plain says officials have been regularly monitoring the area since Easter and were on site testing on Tuesday. However, there was no self-reported leak or identified concern from the ministry communicated to the First Nation.
Of course, we drew concern and the workers expressed concern about their safety, and with that, we let them go home. They're not returning today, although the wind was coming out of the east. It's not coming out of the north like it was yesterday. But out of precaution and the unknowns about how far reaching the levels are, we exercise caution and ask them to not come in again today.
INEO Styrolution provided Sarnia News Today with a brief update this afternoon. You can read all the details on our website. Plains Midstream is conducting a plant startup today. The company says you may notice odors and excessive flaring from the Plank Road site. Plains Midstream says no action is required by the community at this time. The hockey community is mourning the loss of a young man killed in a crash on the 401 in London. The Blenheim Blades posted on social media they're saddened by the sudden passing of their captain, Craig Spence. He also played for the Chatham Maroons for a couple of seasons. A fundraiser has been set up for the Spence family in their time of need, including funeral costs and other expenses. Voter information cards were sent out this week, outlining where electors can cast their ballots for the Lambton-Kent Middlesex by-election. Advance voting is set for the week of April 21st to the 26th, ahead of Election Day, May 2nd. Meanwhile, those wanting to get their name on the ballot have until 2 tomorrow afternoon to file their papers. There are currently 7 people running for the seat left vacant when Monty McNaughton stepped away from provincial politics in September of last year. And a local photographer is hoping to catch a photo of polar bears, seals, and caribou. Sean Anto will embark on a 2-week Arctic expedition in November. He says he's also been in discussions with Canadian Geographic, galleries across the province, and local schools, where he hopes to showcase his photos and share his experience. Sean Anto says his passion is nature, and he wants to share his journey with the community.
Really what I want is the educational piece of an expedition like this. Is to just show people places they may not see or go and bring education back for myself and for others.
Antle recently used his camera skills to capture photos of the solar eclipse on Erie Beach, which are recognized by Canadian Geographic. Links to get your own copy or to sponsor Antle on his expedition can be found on our website. Chance of showers overnight and a risk of a thunderstorm on a southwest wind, low 11 degrees. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, high 16. Cloudy skies Friday, chance of showers, high 15. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, high 9. And mainly sunny Sunday, high 14 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.